It's our legislative report on J98. Today we're speaking with State Representative Ben Harris of Hillsboro. Ben, not too much excitement in the House, but over on the other side in the State Senate, they had a long, long filibuster, and this had to do with a utility bill. I think they tried to get this passed last year. Tell me a little bit about it, and what was the problem with those? I think there was four senators that held that up.
Yeah, it was the Senate. It was an all-nighter. They were over there for a long time, and they ended up giving kind of a preliminary approval to Senate Bill 564. It still needs another vote again to come over to our side in the House. And there was a group of senators that were pretty much blocking it. And they've done the same by the legislation the last couple of years, and it would kind of, I mean, there's people on both sides, but the supporters say that, you know, it's necessary to pay for needed infrastructure upgrades, and it would allow the, I think it was at 3% cap of increasing per year. Opponents were saying that it would shift this cost over to you know, customers, where it should be being paid for by the company and its investors. But they did get a couple of amendments on there. One, that it went from 3% to 2.85% a year, and they also kind of had some another amendment that was kind of confusing. It's got to do with this trying to give money back to customers. So at one point they're talking about raising rates, and the other one they're talking about trying to reduce them. And that part I believe is from the on the federal level they had this federal tax cut, and so like Ameren and some of the Empire and some of these big kind of utility companies, I mean, their corporate tax rate's going from 35% down to 21%. So that's a 14% reduction, which is, you know, I'm sure across the board would be probably $100 million in savings. So hopefully we can get some of that back to the customers.
Now, if that bill comes for a vote in the House, how will you vote on it?
Well, I'll have to see what it looks like. It's going to come out of the Senate. They got one more vote to do in the Senate, but then it's got to go to a House committee. And usually they end up changing it all around again. So I'm not on the Utilities Committee, so I won't really be able to vote on it until it reaches the House floor. So before I kind of figure out how I'm going to vote on it, I want to see what the House Committee does to it, because I'm betting they're going to change it all around again, and we'll see what those changes are before it reaches the floor.
Awesome news for the Democrats this week in the state of Missouri. I don't get to say that too much, but we had four special elections. One Democrat won that was highly voted on for Trump in 2016. That was the northern section of Jefferson County. And here in southeast Missouri, we had a race where it was just a less than 300 votes difference. Does this mean Democrats are going to make a comeback here?
Well, I think they're going to do a little better than we have in the past few years. And there were, you know, there are four special elections that were on February the 6th, and all four of them were last held by Republicans. And we did pick up the one in the 97th district, which is by, I guess, elect to Mike Revis, is, I guess, a elect representative. And then that was kind of northern Jefferson County. And the other three that we lost there, but they were close compared to what they have been over the years. And so I guess once they get sworn in, the Republicans will still hold 115-47 advantage. So that's still a super majority. There's also one remaining vacant seat out there, but the governor hasn't called a special election to fill that vacancy. And I don't think he will, since, you know, we're up, election's going to be this year. So they'll probably just wait to the regular election.
Do you think this is an early indication that folks might not like what Mr. Trump's doing, and maybe Mr. Greitens too?
Oh, I think it's a little bit of both there. The governor and the once one party controls the, like on the federal and state level now in Missouri, the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the governorship in Missouri, and the House, the Senate, and the president on the federal level. So whatever happens, they kind of get the blame, or the, you know, on both sides, whatever happens, they're the ones in charge. And so I think there's going to be a lot more kind of districts coming that are going to be more competitive than they have been over the past several years. They haven't been very competitive, a lot of these districts, and so I think there's going to be a lot closer races here.
One bill got some movement in the House this week, and that's paycheck deception, which the Democrats call it. Republicans call it paycheck protection. You don't like this, do you?
I voted against it several years in a row now, and we gave it a preliminary approval through the House and everything, and it really, what it does, it imposes new procedural barriers to kind of the efficient and timely collection of union dues, so it just makes it harder for unions to collect their dues, and it's about weakening unions and trying to take their money away from them, which, makes it harder for them to move forward there. But we had this last year, and it got out of the House and ended up kind of falling in the Senate there. We'll see what happens over in the Senate this year, but I'm sure it's a priority of the majority party and of the governor, so we'll see what happens.
And finally, your Ag Committee, you talked a little bit about the industrial hemp legislation that went down to defeat last year. Is there a chance we're going to get that back this year?
Oh, we'll probably get it moving pretty good. We passed it out of Ag Policy earlier this week, and like I said, we had it last year as well, and I think the year before that. But and it's House Bill 2034, and the Industrial Hemp Bill, and it creates a Industrial Hemp Agricultural Pilot Program to be implemented by the Department of Agriculture. The department would issue like hemp licenses or agricultural hemp seed production permits. And we already, I mean, a lot of people don't realize, I think, is that we are already using industrial hemp in many goods manufactured in Missouri right now. But it has to be imported from other countries. So we're importing this industrial hemp from other countries and making the products in Missouri. So it would be a lot easier and more beneficial if we just grew the industrial hemp here. And Missouri used to be one of the largest producers of industrial hemp in the country. Missouri soil is very good for growing hemp. And there's a lot of uses for it, between paper, textiles, plastics, construction materials, fuels, clothing, animal feed, paint, and biofuels. You can do a lot of stuff with it. So hopefully we can get this pilot program up and running. And I know there's a lot of farmers and stuff who testified in favor of it that were wanting to grow it, and they could kind of put that into their kind of crop rotation. And not only, it would also help some of the other crops they grow by putting it in the rotation.
Some other states have already passed the growing of legalized hemp. I think Kentucky is one of them. Have you heard from those other states? Are they making some money on this?
Oh, Kentucky's doing very well on it, and the bill has been kind of drafted a little bit on what Kentucky has been doing. And so we're kind of getting behind the game here. We want to be one of the leading states, not one of the last states to get into the game. And Kentucky and some other states are already moving forward on this. And if we don't get moving here, we're going to be left behind. And I think we'll be missing an opportunity for farmers and agriculture in general in Missouri. So hopefully we can get this passed this year.
Let me ask you about hemp's cousin, marijuana. Are there any marijuana legislation bills that might have any chances this year?
Oh, there's several of them out there, but pretty much they're filed every year, but they usually don't get very far. I guess it was maybe a couple years ago we had medical marijuana made it to the House floor, and it ended up getting so many amendments from the opposition on there that it basically just watered it down to it wasn't very good anymore. But there's a little bit movement on the medical marijuana bills and stuff, and I believe there's some different groups that are working on initiative petitions to put that in front of the voters in November.
Representative Harris, I appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'm trying to keep everybody updated on what's going on in Jefferson City. It's always a fast-moving events up there, but I appreciate the time.
That's State Representative Ben Harris. We'll have more coming up on J98.